Minnesota-based retailer Target announced today it has made the switch from farm to wild Alaskan salmon in its stores nationwide. Only its sushi products still include farmed salmon, and it expects that will change by the end of the year. Amy Riley is a spokeswoman for Target. She says it's just a coincidence that the move comes not long after the company opened its first Alaskan stores.
So environmental sustainability is really important to us as a company. And really this was about having salmon offerings that are sourced in a sustainable way, in an environmentally sustainable way that helps to preserve the abundance, the species health, and that doesn't harm local habitats. So it really goes to the core of what we believe in environmental sustainability.
How much Alaska wild salmon is Target likely to buy each year?
So we sell like hundreds of thousands of pounds of salmon. We sell salmon in about 1,500 of our more than 1,700 stores nationwide. Salmon is a popular seafood offering, but seafood in general is a pretty low percent of our meat sales. I can't provide more specifics than that.
All right. And how will this affect the cost of the company's salmon products? Is that known?
Yeah, it shouldn't. There should be no effect to cost. We sell affordable things. That's really important to us. So that was also important to the buyers as they were working with vendors to make the transition, was that we had to keep the cost low. So there should be no noticeable difference to the guest. I'm looking at the assortment right now, and I know you're probably very familiar with salmon prices, as I am too. And we sell sockeye salmon fillets, 2 pounds for $9. That's a pretty great price.
Amy Riley is a spokeswoman for Target.